I don't believe so for the time being, but we have always to keep in mind how the different rebellions started that were successful in the past in Central African Republic, starting somewhere in the periphery of the country and then moving first slowly and then quicker to the capital. So Bozizé himself has tried successfully to come to power in 2003, and he's repeating that same adventure again, as it seems. And Chotodia came to power quite the same way, rather coming from the eastern side of the country, heading towards Bangui. So, of course, Bosangua is still some miles away. Buka is a bit closer now. So I guess that this is still a source of concern, maybe not of actual high threat to security in Bangui, but should be observed. And you mentioned the different international troops that are there, some French and, of course, also African troops. But remember that those were also in place at the prior stages that I just described. So if these are just a few hundred people, they could still be overrun. I would not see Bozizé in a situation right now to have really thousands of fighters on his side, but it might be enough to keep some terrain around his former heartland of support. So Bosangua might be an easy prey for him.
There was previously a prolonged period of mediation that went on in Libreville. Do you expect that we're likely to see the same sort of thing, the same sort of reaction from the UN and the African Union?
I hope not, to be frank. I think what we got out of these mediations in the past were very shaky power-sharing arrangements. That was true under Bozizé in 2008, for instance, in Libreville, but now also earlier this year, before the downfall of Bozizé and the capture of Bangui by Chotodia's troops. This was, in Central African Republic, always very shaky arrangements, and it would not make sense, to my mind. It's also very difficult to create trust between those two people, those movements that are involved, and I would not see a solution in mediation. My guess is we need a much stronger military presence by the international community, rather a UN mission again on the ground with some 10,000 soldiers to cover not only Bangui but at least the western half of the country. And we need, of course, a clear political roadmap that would leave a minor role to the president, to Chotodia, and a bigger role to the prime minister, who has, to my mind, much bigger credentials of being a patriot and working for the future of the country.
Chad previously played a key role in the Central African Republic. Idriss Deby, is he likely to change his position in light of recent events?
The Chad engagement is also a source of concern. Chad should really be invited to behave responsibly. And N'Djamena should have a role, and I think that's one of the background of its engagement, in protecting Chadian nationals. They were frequently targeted by different groups in the Central African Republic, but they should not have a prime role in the peacekeeping exercise. And in fact, since 1997, the Chadian contingent of the different peacekeeping missions in Central African Republic was always distrusted locally and behaved in a strange way or had exactions against the population. So I would really think that Chad should have a smaller role, a more diplomatic role than a military role in Central African Republic.
Anything that I've missed out? Anything that you think is important to point out to our listeners?
Yeah, maybe it's of importance to see what the future role South Africa might play within Central African Republic. We know that President Zuma of South Africa had sided with Bozizé and had sent soldiers to Central African Republic, and 14 soldiers have lost their lives trying to protect the Bozizé regime. And of course, at that time, this engagement was very intransparent. There might still be some bad feelings in South Africa, but there could be also a positive role of South Africa in helping to administer the mining sector in a post-war environment, because there is technical expertise in South Africa. So I would like to see a positive role and a transparent role of South Africa being played in Central African Republic. That could also help the AU side in the equation to bring such a strong partner back, but in a positive and well-defined role.